Dear old 90 Wonderful in your town, number two on the Kissin' Fabulous 50. The Four Seasons sing their great big hit entitled... That's Jerry on KISN and the Four Seasons do it, the song that's number two on our KISN Fabulous 50. If you want a KISN Fabulous 50 for your very own, make it to any record store around Portland Town and pick one up. Let's juice it up.
The All-American Tiger Teens on Kissin' Radio 90 Wonderful.
In these days of instant communication, speech has become increasingly important. Tonight on Meet Your Neighbor, we are fortunate to have with us Marvin J. Wordley, a professor of speech and diction.
Diction and speech, using the alphabetical progression there, best for the concise word picture of what it is I do. And what I do, I can do for you, Mr. Marley, and oh, you need it.
Murphy.
What's that?
Tom Murphy.
You see, you didn't communicate. You're lip lazy. You didn't project. Now say Merley, Tom Merley.
My name's Murphy.
I'll just call you Tom. Now,
good, yes.
It's important for a man of your profession to refurbish his basic semantic delivery. Don't you agree?
To what?
Exactly. Now, it takes practice, concentration, and an ear for the purity of tone.
Oh, you mean some jazz like, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Actually, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the mountains when it rains, which is seldom. Accuracy first, Mr. Mervis. Now, I have a few notes I took while you were speaking. I hope you don't mind. In the first place, your breathing is poor. Mm. Very poor. You aren't breathing.
I'm breathing.
You call that breathing? You're not throwing your back into it. You're not projecting. You're not enunciating. You're not emphasizing. You're not listening either, are you?
Mm. Oh, yes.
I note here, too, you're not registered for Be Kind to Adverbs Week next week. How about that?
Well, gee, nobody ever told me about Be
really,
Kind to
Mr.
Adverbs.
Really, Mr. Murney, adverbs are basic building blocks of our speech dynamic. They're vital. Vital. Now, give me an adverb.
Well?
That's better. That's an adverb. Now, let's see. Your diction is bad, interpretation very bad, labular sounds extremely bad, inflection, eh. I've noticed some serious lapses in grammar and semantics, and your general speech mechanics are atrocious.
Well, what do you suggest?
That you get into some other line of work. Digging clams, egg candling, short order cook.
Well, I don't like any of those.
Well, you could always be a speech teacher.
I suppose, yes. Thank you, Marvin J. Wordley, for being on Meet Your Neighbor.
Welcome back to another portion of the Tom Murphy Show at KISN. I am Kissin's answer to whatever bad may happen in your neighborhood.
Lately, there's been a revival of the wonderful old traditional melodies, the folk song. Tonight, we're happy to welcome to Meet Your Neighbor, a real down-to-earth folk singer, Maynard Cornbugle, the Monongahela minstrel.
Howdy there!
Maynard, tell us about the wonderful world of folk singing.
Well, Bill, I'm plumb flattered by them nice things you said about me. Both them nice things. But I'm not rightly just a folk singer. I'm what you'd call a specialist.
A specialist, Maynard?
Uh-huh. See, now the times change.
Oh, I don't think that's true, especially...
Well, now, you just looky up there at that clock. It's already later than when I come on.
Well, true.
See, in them old days when folk songs was so big, you know, that's all they had. A singer stuck pretty close to home.
Uh-huh.
Chances are all 10 songs on the big list, say in Hurleyville, was by the same feller.
Things are different now.
Well, sure, there's millions of them folk songs, so a feller's got to pick and choose.
Well, what's your specialty, Maynard?
Railroad songs.
Railroad songs?
Well, not all railroad songs. Oh, I think it's a terrible shame what them diesel trains did to the folk singing trade. I sing old railroad songs about old steam-type trains built before 1912 in the key of F where the train gets wrecked. Total.
Songs like what?
Well, our big number one song is that classic with the 90-mile-an-hour finish, The Wreck of Old 97. You can almost hear that boiler going, oh, it's beautiful.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, there are lots of them. Casey Jones, Highball Flyer. Oh, hear that whistle, mother dear.
Maynard, why do you suppose there were so many wrecks?
Well, in them days, Bill, the trains wasn't put together so good. And then they had some real hot roddy engineers.
I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah, they's always trying to break some record or another. Tie down that safety valve and let her roll.
It does have dramatic appeal. By the way, what's your personal favorite, Maynard?
My favorite is a real gem. Old 64's a rollin'. The biggest smash finish I ever sung. See, old Cyphus Wheatley at the throttle of old 64 set a new record from Danburg to Bat Hatch. Mm-hmm. But he jumped the track at Graveyard Bend. He brung the trade in sideways and wiped out the whole town. Oh, it's a lovely tune.
Well, what about other type songs, Maynard? Other specialties?
Well, Bill, I believe that can be overdone. Like my friend Bagley Crumb.
He's a singer?
Oh, uh-huh. He sings only songs about girls who shot their feller with a 32 pistol from 4 feet away on a rainy October afternoon, written for the mandolin.
Well, that's pretty limited.
Well, that's what I figure. But if Bagley ever finds a song like that, I bet it's a good'un.
Maynard, I'm afraid we're out of time.
You mean I ain't going to get a chance to sing?
Well, no.
You know what I think? I think you're a diesel locomotive man, and I wouldn't sing for you anyhow. Some folks just don't appreciate a highballing steam engine piling into a mountain. You'll probably in favor of air brakes, too, ain't you?
Well, thank you, Maynard Cornbugle, for being with us tonight on Meet Your Neighbor.
Hello.
Gentlemen, do it.
Ladies, do it. Even people in their 80s, do it. Everybody listens to yours truly, Kissin' Radio.
Yours truly, 91.